In the next 10 minutes, you can start to overcome your self-doubt and how it stops you from being your best. First, sit in a place where you won't be interrupted. You can have your eyes open, looking into the distance, or close them. Now, begin to relax. Inhale slowly. And exhale slowly. And again, inhale slowly. And exhale slowly. Place your attention on your breath as you breathe in slowly. And exhale slowly. Listen to the sounds playing in your headphones. Notice the vibrations in the sounds. These vibrations encourage your brain to move to a balanced, focused, and highly synchronized brainwave pattern. Focus on the sound vibrations. Let them relax you further. It is natural to reflect and examine your own thoughts and decisions. Sometimes this leads to self-doubt, which is out of proportion. The gap between how you see yourself and what you believe others require of you grows wider. You may become out of balance, anxious, and overwhelmed. When this persists, there are three steps you can take to overcome unhelpful levels of self-doubt. Step 1. Examine how you see yourself and what you believe others require of you. Reflect on these questions. What is most authentic about you? What energizes you most? This could be achieving results, teaming up with others in a fun, creative way, ensuring compassion and respect, enjoying order and predictability, or something else. Think on this now. What level of this true self do you show at work? Is it low, medium, or high? Rate yourself now. If you rated high, what makes you sure? If you rated low or medium, what stops it from being higher? Think on this now. Step 2. Shift your rating upwards. Reflect on these questions. Being honest with yourself, What is it about you that gets in the way of being more authentic at work? What if you didn't worry about what other people think? What options does that open up for you? If you could take any action to move your self-rating upwards, what one would you most enjoy? Step 3, keep your rating high. Imagine you take the action you would most enjoy, and it works really well. How would you build on this? Imagine taking the same action, but then start to doubt that you can do it. What would encourage you to keep going? If you were a neutral observer, what reward would you offer yourself for achieving success? We're coming to the end of our 10 minutes. Bring your awareness back to the place you're in here and now. Notice your thoughts and any actions you want to take. You can now move back into your day, having given yourself time to overcome unhelpful levels of self-doubt.